of advertising and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
Now, I know it's not cool to sort of laugh at your own work, but the way I say onslaught, that's stupid. Fake American accent just tickles me every time. I'm going to do it. At least do it properly, right? This is hashtag 365 and welcome to day three. My name's Alex Baker. Thank you so much for joining me with this journey. It's so weird and wonderful how many people are listening to it. I really appreciate it. Thank you. So today, we're going to talk about calorie creep. And calorie creep is something that's so important to understand and something I didn't understand for years and years and years. I've called this episode Realizations Volume 1. And the reason I've said Volume 1 is because I imagine over the year ahead, there'll be lots of different realizations. And some of the realizations are realizations that I've actually had for years, but I just wanted to kind of crystallize and put into the podcast. And today's is definitely one of them. Like I say, all about calorie creep. Now, you're probably thinking, what is calorie creep? Well, it is exactly what it says it is. Calories creeping into your daily life.
Creepy.
And I'm going to illustrate what I mean by this with an example. I am one of those people, one of those overweight people, that spent my entire life saying it's unfair. Looking at what my friends eat, and that's not to say there are people with legitimate medical conditions that can't lose weight and naturally stack on weight. I'm not talking about you, obviously, if that's the case. But I'm one of those people that always blames other people or says, oh, it's not fair. Like, I eat the same amount as my friends. Why am I fat and they're thin? It's not fair. It's not fair. And I used to say this all the time. I said this at school. I said this all through my adult life. I said this at university. Still saying it today, really, when I forget about it. When I forget about what's actually going on. But it's really important to understand this. So I'm going to talk about it now. What I'm talking about is calorie creep. So here's an example. My mate at university, we used to eat together all the time. He was my housemate. He'd have, for lunch, say, a sandwich, a pack of crisps, a drink, maybe like a chocolate snack or something like that, and some fruit. I'd have basically exactly the same thing. And he was skinny, and I mean like properly athletic looking, really lean, six-pack, all the rest of it. And I looked like this guy, you know, like all sort of pudgy, and you could roll me down a hill, you know, like a contest. People chase me down a hill as I just roll, like a cheese rolling contest. Oh, that'd be really funny. And it used to really piss me off. I used to be like, why is it the case you look like you and I look like me when we're eating the same thing? But actually, that was when I realized about calorie creep, and it's so important to understand this stuff. If you actually analyze what was going on in the food, yes, on the surface, it might look the same, but what was actually under the bonnet was completely different. So take the sandwich, for example. Two slices of bread, ham, cheese, mayonnaise, and maybe sometimes butter as well if I was feeling a bit naughty. So my calorie count on that sandwich, two slices of bread, this is very broad brush, right? But two slices of bread, maybe that's like 280 calories. Some mayonnaise, dollop of mayonnaise, that's another maybe 50 calories. So that takes up to 330. And then we've got the cheddar cheese, so that's probably another 150 calories. So take that from 330 to 480. And then the ham's pretty lean calorie-wise, so probably about another 40 calories or something like that. So about 510. And if I put butter on top as well, another 70 calories. So you're talking about 580 calories in my sandwich. His sandwich would be basically ham, butter, and bread. So you're talking about maximum about 350 calories. So my sandwich was almost half as calorific again as his. So, well, he's eating one sandwich.
Sandwich.
I'm basically eating one and a half of his sandwiches. So straight away, I'm already eating substantially more than him. Then you look at the crisps, he'd have maybe like a bag of Discos. Remember Discos? Or like some Tangy Toms. Now, well, I didn't grow up that, I'm not that old. But you know what I mean? He'd have like some sort of quite light crisp. Hula Hoops maybe, something like that. I'd have McCoy's. Super calorific. Chocolate bar. I'd have a Snickers, he'd have a Kit Kat. Again, probably more than double the calories. I was smashing more than half the amount of calories of his again in my meal. And that's calorie creep. When you're counting calories, you've got to count every single thing that you eat. So if, and this is a terrible, you know, meal in terms of nutrition, but just by way of example, if you have chicken nuggets and chips for your dinner, you have to also put the dollop of mayonnaise that you dunk the chicken nuggets in. You have to also add the tomato ketchup that you dunk the chips in, or vice versa. I actually have mayonnaise with my chips usually. You know, a dollop of mayonnaise, a dollop of tomato ketchup, that can be like an extra 130 calories. Extra 130 calories every single day for 365 days. 130 times 365. That's an extra 47,000 calories. 47,450 calories a year. Right? Divide that by the 3,000 calories that we know is equal to a pound of fat. That's 15 pounds of fat a year, or weight, body weight a year, just in condiments that you've not registered. You know? That's calorie creep, and it's so important. And I'm being militant with myself really here when I say this. It's so important to log every single thing that you eat. Every single thing. If you eat one sweet, you've got to put it in. And as I mentioned in the first episode, the great thing about calorie counting is that those little one sweets, that little slice of cake, soon you'll just stop bothering with it, because you can't be bothered to then have to put it in the calorie counter. It's easier to just not bother and just crack on with what you're doing. So hopefully now you're fully aware of calorie creep and understand kind of the importance of it. Don't get caught out by it. It's really laborious weighing and measuring your food. And I'm not going to start saying that it's absolutely essential to weigh and measure your food all the time, but do try and get a better understanding of how much you're eating weight-wise, because, you know, I did it with porridge oats for a while. I was smashing about 90 grams of porridge oats, thinking I was having about 40 grams. So I was like, you know, it was more than double the calories I thought it was. So you do need to have kind of an understanding. Otherwise, you're just eating way more than you realise. Like, a serving size is actually way smaller than you think. And I know that sounds kind of depressing, and I'm not trying to bum anyone out, but it's just really important to get that so that you don't find yourself, you know, a month in going, well, I haven't lost any weight. What's going on? You have to be honest with yourself. And when I say yourself, really, I mean myself, because bear in mind, this whole thing is about me. It's my desperate attempt to try and stay on track this year, but I very much appreciate that you're along for the ride as well, and hopefully it is making a big difference to you too. I just don't want you to think that I'm being, you know, instructive when I say you. I'm really just talking to myself, which sometimes feels like I'm talking to a brick wall. But anyway, that's Realizations Volume 1. Watch out for calorie creep, because it'll bloody get you, I tell you. I'll be back tomorrow, where I'll be filling you in on what happens tonight, which I'm a little bit nervous about tonight. Tonight is the first big meal out that I've had since I started this. I'm going to an American diner that sell massive burgers and mozzarella sticks.